From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of the Syrian delegation to proximity talks in Geneva, Bashar Jafri, Wednesday, criticized the opposition for calling a pause in the negotiations on the country's political transition.
If they leave the talks will not lose anything. Because to begin with, they do not represent the Syrian people.
Jafri, who also serves as Syria's UN ambassador, said by leaving the talks, they may be taking away a major obstacle preventing a solution. He called them politically immature. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee halted its participation this week over growing violence in Syria that threatens a six-week-old cessation of hostilities. Tuesday, airstrikes believed carried out by the government killed at least 44 people in opposition-held towns in northern Idlib province. Anas El Abda, head of the Turkey-based Syrian National Coalition, said there would be no quick return to the talks if the current violence continues. He told a news conference there have been hundreds of government ceasefire violations. The Damascus regime, in his words, has buried the truce. A South Sudanese rebel spokesman has told the Reuters news agency the government and rebels have reached agreement allowing rebel leader Riek Machar to return to the capital, Juba, to form a unity government. Spokesman James Gatdet-Dak said Machar, who had twice been expected in the capital this week, will fly into Juba on Thursday. Machar and President Salva Kiir signed a deal in August to end a more than two-year conflict that killed thousands and displaced over 2 million. Both sides have been under international pressure to fulfill terms of the agreement to end the conflict. This is VOA News.